Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson and co-host Harry Duke, exclusively on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app.
She is a great friend of this show and is back in the studio with us, currently the vice mayor of Windsor, and now has announced that she's running for mayor of Windsor, Esther Lemus. Hi, Esther.
Hi, Steve. Nice to see you again.
It's always a pleasure. So, give us your background with the city of Windsor, which is extensive, and you've done a lot and been around a lot. And then now you're vice mayor, but go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share that. So I actually first moved to Windsor when I was a junior in high school, when I was still living with my parents.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. And then I, you know, shortly after that, I finished off one last year of high school, took off for college, went away to UC Berkeley, UCLA School of Law, and eventually made my way back to Windsor, this time with a spouse and one child. And so, you know, during those early years, I was obviously in the trenches. I had two young children. You know, they were, one was an infant, another one was just a little over two. As they got older, though, I became more involved in local issues, and eventually landed a spot on the Windsor Unified School District School Board. So I started on the school board. Never, ever. Getting into politics was not my plan. It was something that I literally just fell into, mostly because I cared so much about the issues. And so I just kind of naturally ended up in that direction. So I started on the school board, served a term there. And then, you know, having been on the school board, it was really eye-opening as to the importance of the work that one does on the governing body and all that one can do. And so I looked around, took a look at the city council, realized that there was a lack of representation there for my demographic, which was which quite frankly I fit into many different demographics. You know, I was a working mom. I was you know, working mom, a female, right? You know, female of color, raising young children. And what I realized with the school board was the importance of having different lenses, a diversity of individuals on the governing body, because again, sometimes, a lot of times when we're making policy or interpreting policy, it's sometimes based on our life experiences, right? So it's important to have different viewpoints based on different life experiences.
Sure.
And so that's why I thought it was important for me to jump over to the council. I ran in 2018. I was very, very pleased when I came in first place as a top vote getter in a crowded field of 10. I still remember that election night. I was hesitant to have an election night party, but I was convinced by my family, you have to have an election night party.
Nine other candidates and you come in first.
It was an exciting time for our family. In fact, the Windsor Times caught a really great picture of all of us with a big sign. And so I think that'll go down in family history, that picture. But anyway, since I've been on the council, really, from the day that I stepped on council and was sworn in, we've had many, many, I basically stepped into emergencies right away. So we had...
Yeah, it's been a tough time for the town of Windsor.
Been. Yeah. It has been. So from the Kincaid Fire, where we had to completely evacuate every resident of Windsor for the first time ever, and where we were told by fire officials that the burning pattern was showing that our entire town was at risk of burning down.
Exactly.
So we had the Kincaid Fire. We had, of course, we were all impacted by the pandemic, right? And then, of course, we've had other situations that have been very challenging.
We won't go into the Dominic Fapoli situation.
Issues.
Yes, personnel issues.
But yeah.
She is currently vice mayor, a fourth-year council member for the town of Windsor, and now she has announced she's running for mayor of Windsor. And I'm glad you are. As you know, I'm a big fan.
Thank you, Steve.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. What made you decide, you know, vice mayor is good, but mayor would be better for me?
You know, it was actually, quite frankly, it was a few different reasons. I just actually just got off the phone with the San Francisco Chronicle earlier today. So they wrote up a piece. And, you know, it's been a difficult time for our town, for the leadership. it's taken a while for the dust to settle. It really has.
Yeah.
And we've been working hard. Our interim manager, who yesterday was his last day, although he's still staying on to work with us from Santa Cruz. He really was a godsend. He was really a gift. I see him more as an angel that was sent to us when we needed him, because we have had some rough patches, some bumpy roads. Once we had got new elected council members in place. So I think sometimes leadership starts at the top. A leader has to be able to bring together a body regardless of political differences. At the end of the day, you have to work together because you're here to serve your constituents and the residents, and you're here to do whatever you can to improve the lives of those that you serve. So we've had some bumpy roads. And so I realized that it was time for me to step up. I have served in many leadership capacities. I served through two wildfires when I was school board president of the Windsor Unified School District, and also when I was a council member on the Windsor Council. But again, leadership starts at the top, and you set the tone for everything else.
Yeah.
And so I'm really determined to come in here to unify the council, to really, to unify the council for the benefit of everyone. But that's not the only reason that I'm running. That's one reason. That's kind of more of a side reason. I was contemplating, okay, what's my future here? As we all know, I went through a very rough period recently. I'm sure, Steve, you're fully aware. Everyone here is aware. I'm not going to get into it, of course. But, you do when something like that happens to you in life, you do a lot of soul searching. Like, what's the meaning of all this? Like why?
Yeah,
why did this happen? What do
course.
I do? Should I take another career life path? Like, what does this all mean? And, ultimately, I was having a conversation with someone in Windsor, and they asked me, well, what are your plans? And I said, you know what? there's too much to do. I'm not ready to stop. There's too much work to do.
Yeah.
I can't walk away. And so that's why I'm moving forward. I mean, we have housing issues. I mean, the housing affordability, I mean, that's just, it's just an issue that, It's a hard one to tackle, but I'm determined to do whatever I can to improve things.
She's the current vice mayor and a fourth-year council member for the town of Windsor, and she's now officially running for mayor of Windsor. And again, it's estherformayor.com. So check out the website. And you Windsorians, if you're not familiar with Esther has done and what she's looking to do as mayor of Windsor, go to estherformayor.com. Esther Lemus, always an honor.
Thank you so much, Steve. Likewise.
Right. And we'll be talking soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Best of luck. Coming up, it's the Drive Brouhaha. And hey, we've got the executive chef from Hana Restaurant, the greatest Japanese restaurant in the county.
Come on. This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K2 4 5DJ, Petaluma, K2 7.